Yo, 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 what is good, everybody? I am back. I am here. I'm alive. Sorry, hella noises. This microphone is sensitive, and I'm sensitive. So, yeah, man, we're back with another. Well, I'm back with another podcast episode, man. Chilling, doing my thing, doing the thug dizzle. And yeah, I mean, I guess we'll start with how we usually start these things, how we should start these things. It's a quote. This quote is by none other than the world-renowned William Shakespeare. I mean, nothing's really too huge about this one. But this was actually, I don't know if you want to say adopted or revamped in the movie Idlewild. Also a movie by Outkast, if you haven't seen it. It's one of those hip hop, not even a, it's not even a hip hop movie. It's a movie about music. And I like the actors in it. I like the roles that they do, but it's definitely like, you guys are rappers that decided to do a movie. Like, that's what it is, man. And no shade, you know, no shade whatsoever towards them, but it's definitely like, okay, you guys are not trained actors. But Andre 3000 did his thing in it, man. But yeah, so the quote today, if you've seen that movie, this quote is going to sound very familiar to you. But just a short little quote by Willie Shakes. That's what I call him. Some people call him William Shakespeare. I call him Willie Shakes. So, all the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. So that if you're familiar with Idlewild, he always say life's a play and everybody has to play their parts. That is definitely something that resonated with me. It's a speech by William Shakespeare called All the World's a Stage. And I mean, the pretty much the whole sonnet, the whole idea behind it is that you're basically through life is you're going to be playing a role. You're going to be having a life that's lived. Actually, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I haven't done, you know how you're supposed to like read poetry and then analyze it. I mean, I just kind of read it on a surface level. So it's more about the different stages in life, the different kinds of life that one leads, and you know how to play these punks, you know what I'm saying? But I picked that quote today just to say that life is a game, whether you take it serious or not, whether you play it or not, whether you want to participate in it or not. It's a game, man. You got to learn the rules, you got to learn the regulations, and you got to learn how to get points, how to take this baby into overtime. So yeah, I mean that's really all I had to say. It's like I said, y'all know how I come in hot and heavy with the bars. I didn't lighten up on it. William Shakespeare, definitely not my favorite writer. As a personal side note, I mean he's cool. You know what I mean? Got some definitely some influence, large influence over pop culture and the way things are perceived, especially on like a romance level, like the whole trap. Not say he started it, but he definitely like, oh, this is love stories. A lot of people don't know that William Shakespeare during his time was not seen as a well-renowned writer, was not seen as like top literature. It would actually have been like teen bop. That's what they compared it to. Like it was very for the younger kids, it was very for the younger generation, it was very seen as very popish during the time that it was gonna fade. And that I don't know what people was reading back then, man. I don't know if they was like, yo, man, this William Shakespeare, he crap, but yo, Socrates? Flames, bro. Like the same way we talk about like a Biggie and Tupac is like, yo, Willie Shakes is purping on the track. You feel me? Get some Socrates, get some Aristotle, bro. They got flames, bro. But I don't know what people was listening to back then. I really don't. I don't know what the vibe was. So I don't know. I don't know if that's like a good thing or a bad thing. I really have no idea. But apparently, during his time, he was not seen as like super like dope and heck is heck. I got my co-star right here with me. This ain't Willie Shakes. This is Nola Knoll. She taking it easy, taking it easy, breezy, beautiful cover girl. This mic picks up everything, and I love it. But it's definitely like I gotta watch what I say, man. Like I gotta watch what I do because sneeze too hard, blow the whole mic out, and then or shoot, better yet, far too hard, blow the whole mic out. I got a joke I've been working on. Let's say, I don't know, you know, I do comedy around the Ohio area, so it's, you know, the podcast isn't just local to Ohio, it's everywhere, so I feel comfortable talking about it. But I've got this joke that I've been working out about farting so hard that you have to catch your breath. And I really feel like I'm almost right there of making it to a 5-minute set. I don't know if I should. I don't know if it's, like, ethical to do it, but I feel like I should. You know what I mean? I feel like a fart joke, you should always keep that in your back pocket. You should always... Oh, sorry. I'm immature, Patty, I am. But you should always keep a fart joke in your back pocket. Just all my comics out there, just, you know, in the heat of darkness, just throw a fart joke out. On a side note, I'm trying to make it a clean joke, which is interesting to have a fart joke, a clean joke, but I want to start doing like some cleaner comedy. I've been listening to like some Brian Regan and just to kind of get a feel for like how he maneuvers the clean space. Cause he's one of those guys that he'll work for the rest of his life because he can do clean humor. Like he can go anywhere and do anything. Dude, this dog keeps looking up at the ceiling. It's got to be spirits in here. Okay, let's talk about it. Listen, I had a whole docket, but we're going to talk about these spirits, okay? This dog just randomly throughout the day will just stare off into the distance. And I'm like, now the logical thing would say, hey, maybe there's a bug up there that I can't see. Maybe there's something on the wall or a fly, something. But she don't be going like this. She just be like, and I'm like, listen, let me know. If you see something going up on in here, okay, because we can dip, okay, we can dip like chips, okay. See what she's doing? Do y'all see what she's doing? This is what I live with, okay. This is what I go through on a daily basis. I gotta just be in my room working on videos. I look back and she's just standing up, and I'm like, all right, now about to get this shoddy and go to work. I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna be shooting at the air, but look, you ain't just gonna be looking or the ghost gonna be terrified if they in here like this. But I can't really blame them. I can't. I spend a lot of time naked. Okay, so we just gonna talk about it. Yeah, I said it. I'm telling them the truth. That's what I'm trying to tell them, Nola. I spend a lot of time naked, so these ghosts might be traumatized. Like, hey, bro, like, I know you living here, but we spirits, man. Can we just get a little bit of decorum between the two of us? Okay, like, look, nah, bro, you dead. You're going to have to see these balls, okay? I'm sorry. It is what it is. You're going to have to go to another room, hit up the basement. I know my room be flames, though. I be having the music going. I be having the candles. It's hot in my room. You know what I'm saying? It's gangster in my room. So I see why they would hang out. See what's going on. I got the puppies. I'm chilling. But just know, Nola. See, she doing it again. Listen, I'm about to be sleeping on the roof, okay? If y'all see a story out of Cincinnati where they say man found sleep on roof with hot cocoa and cheeseburgers, just know it was me, okay? Don't even read the article because you know. I'm telling you front live, it ain't going to be nothing crazy, just cheeseburgers and Kool-Aids. That's multiple Kool-Aids. That's what it's going to be. Okay? That's all I need in my life. But I found out that red meat is not good for you. That hurt my spirit. Okay? I mean, a lot of things ain't good for you that'll kill you, but red meat specifically, because it's so compact. This dog is dragging her butt across my equipment. That's where I'm at right now in my life. Anyway, so I guess we're going to get to some topics, man. I guess we're going to jump over to the topics today. First topic, Miss Kim Kardashian West. I guess she's keeping the last name since they get their divorce. But Miss Kim Kardashian West passed her baby bar exam, bro. She is still on the way, still on route to becoming a lawyer. I guess she know her next boyfriend ain't going to be Ish. And she figures, hey, why not just go ahead and defend it myself, make some money while I'm dating the piece of crap. I don't know who she's going to date next. But just from the history of the Kardashian clan, stop crying. Just from the history of the Kardashian clan. It's gonna be some ratchetness, but I'm here for it. You know, I'm all for a good train wreck. So we'll see what happens with her and her next relationship. But sidebar, it's dope that she is out here trying to be a lawyer, become certified, be an actual like lawyer because it's cool as heck. I mean, that's the first thing. It's cool as heck. But to actually like do something that is not afforded to you by your celebrity, and maybe it is afforded to her by celebrity. Maybe she's getting the answer snuck in on the phone. She just go in there and say, yes, don't worry about it, Miss West. You just go in here and you just sleep and we'll just take the test for you. I don't know. But just to have somebody not take the easy route, to not just say, hey, man, I'm going to do what I want to do because I can do it, like just to make a quick buck, to actually follow in her father's footsteps of being a lawyer and to be certified in the state of California is dope. I don't know how much she'll practice. I know she's been on a whole kick of getting like criminal justice reform and getting people who are believed to be innocent out of jail, bringing their cases back in front of a judge. And I know she's working with a team of lawyers to like actual certified lawyers to help these, you know, help people get out of a jam. And dude, that is freaking fantastic. I mean, I'm not a fan of a lot of stuff she does. I'm definitely not a fan of back when she was running with Paris Hilton, because that was just shenanigans. You know what I'm saying? That was just, all of that was just so ratchet to me. I mean, if we keep it at $150, I remember the shot of the Paris Hilton getting out of the car. I was like, what is going on in America? But that was my first introduction to like, I don't know if they're called like smut stars or like they're like celebrities, but like they get the shots of the nudities and all that. Oh, man, my fat is just bulging over Deadpool. But yeah, that was like my first introduction to like, oh, she's like a celebrity, but she's like risque and does her own thing. And that was like, Paris Hilton was my first introduction into that. Side note, sorry, in House of Wax. I can enjoy a terrible movie. Okay. Let's talk about this. Okay. Cause I know we was going to talk about Kim Kardashian, but let's talk about terrible movies. Okay. I saw House of Wax. I saw House of a Thousand Corpses. Okay. I saw, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I don't know what that has to do with a house, but it does. Okay. All right. It is what it is, people. I don't know. But what I'm saying is this. Just because it's not a good movie doesn't mean it's not a good movie. Okay, let's break it down. Let's bring it back to the trap and then put it on the floor. Meteor Man. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what nobody gets to say. I know they had some good actors in that movie. Okay. They had Chris Rock. They had Robert Townsend. They had James Earl Jones in that piece. I think Bill Cosby made an appearance for a quick hot second, if I'm not mistaken, in Media Man. It was a wholesome movie. You know what I'm saying? Man get the powers, uses the powers to fight off the, you know, classic storyline. There's got to be some kind of strife. There's got to be a villain. There's got to be some drawback to the power. You know what I'm saying? That's just how the story goes with the superheroes, at least the 90s superheroes. And while I have tried to, well, let's start with this. Watching Meteor Man as a youngin', fantastic movie. I remember vividly rooting on this meteorite powered man. All right. This green doodoo colored man with the suit on. I said, yo, Meteor Man, you got to stop him, bro. You got to use the meteorite or whatever he was using. I mean, I know he had the powers, but it was my man. That scene where he got hit with the meteor, I was like, as a view, I was like, whoa, that's, my brain wasn't used to seeing stuff like, I was like, that's a little, I want the powers, but can we not have the stuff just go in me? You know what I'm saying? Can we not just, you know what I'm saying? That's like crack. You know what I'm saying? You just got a little rock and just go, you're like, hey, bro, can we? I would think that was teaching the kids the wrong lesson. But crack rock aside, Meteor Man was a solid movie as a youth with the golden haired babies. I forget what they call Golden Lords, Golden Childs. I think that was a movie by Eddie Murphy. The Golden One? I don't know. Golden Toe? Golden Dragon? Anyway, solid movie as a youth. But as an adult human, watching that movie, like going back and being like, yo, let's relive the memories, the memoirs, if you will.
It was big trash, man. Let's just call it what it is. Let's not lie to the people. All right.
Graphics was trash. Acting was iffy. All right. Robert Townsend has made a lot of movies. Robert Townsend is a black icon. Okay. We're going to say that what we're going to say. We're going to put some respect on that man's name. We're not just going to say, you know, the hate is not the hate. But Robert Townsend has made a lot of movies and a lot of products. Did I just... I've tried to be like, bro, what's happening right now? You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things. Like, Scary Movie to this day. White chicks, I don't care what you say, racially insensitive as it was. Great movie. Speaking of racially insensitive, that Tropic Thunder movie, hilarious. I don't care who you are. I know it was blackface. You say what you want to about it. It wasn't like blackface, but it was a man in the face trying to be black, so you call it blackface. Great movie. That's a complete side note. Come for me if you want to. Y'all know I'm trash. I put it out there already. Fight with me if you want to. But Media Man, going back to watch it, is like, woo, this is paya. Like, a lot of those 90s movies is like, this is top shelf corn right here. This is garnet corn, okay? This is corn on top of corn with the cream of corn stuffed inside a cob of corn, because it's just primed. Corniness. Like, you just watch it, you just like, okay. So the power of love is what's going to get them through. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So they were strengthened through the booty. Is that what you're saying? They was getting the booty, but then now that the booty's in jeopardy, they need to save the booty. And then that's where the power. Okay. Hey, that's fine. I'm just saying, Clark would have been a god if he didn't mess with Lois Lane. That's all I'm saying. He could have been. If you imagine, he ain't got no weakness. Like, he got kryptonite, cool. But you got, like how, like, if you ain't Lex Luthor, you ain't getting no kryptonite. So if you just like a thug, like, you just like, yo, I'm about to rob this bank, and Superman show up, it's like, yo, I'm just about to. He's going to take that ass whooping. I don't know what to tell you. Like, if Superman show up, and you like, bro, like, imagine you like, listen, I'm trying to feed my family. This is $500. That's all I'm going to get out this little corner store. But let me just hustle up on this $500. You know what I'm saying? You go in there, look, you get your money. You're like, oh, man, I feel terrible. But it's $500. I need to. And then you go out, and then Superman just, it's over. You know, you like, I can't run from Superman. Like, you're not going, he going to teleport in front of you. I mean, you know, speed around you. You know, you're going to run into his chest and break your whole face. You just, oh, and then you just, whole face broken. Now, what that $500 gonna do, huh? You can't go to no doctor, no rhinoplasty reconstructive face surgeon with $500. Now you got to rob another bank, and you got to lay up in the hospital for at least 6 to 8 months. So now you got to tell your son to rob the bank, okay? You got to initiate your child because you laying up in the hospital. And then, heaven forbid, Supergirl bust him. Now he's sexist, okay? He don't know what to do with his life. He's, yo, I got manhandled by a woman on TV, because he in the store, they got cameras. That's all I'm saying. Superman is making sexism cool. That's the story, okay? That's all I'm saying, people. Fight for your right to kill Superman, okay? I think everybody should be given kryptonite at birth. Where am I going with this story? I don't know, but let's get back to the topic. Media Man, good movie. What if he was powered by kryptonite? What if Media Man could kill? I just blew my own mind. What if Media Man was the only hero that could kill Superman? Because that was kryptonite that went inside him. That's deep. What if that was the same night that Superman came to Earth? Yo, they need to do a crossover. DC, I'm reaching out, okay? I have nothing to do with Media Man, nothing to do with Robert Townsend, nothing to do with films, really, other than the fact that I'm going to be in an upcoming film. Y'all don't know it. Y'all don't worry about that one time. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. It's just extra work. It's not like I'm starring. On a side note, on a note on the side, Elon Musk was named Time Man of the Year. I don't really know how to feel about that, y'all. I mean, I don't care at all. in any sense of the word. But it's on the docket, so we're going to talk about it. Elon is an interesting character. Because his name backwards is Noel. This dog's name is Nola. Do the math for yourself for a minute. It means Elon is a dog backwards. Elon is God. That's a crazy thing to think about. I didn't say it. The dog said it, okay? So you just got to think of life like that. And with that being said, I got a truck outside. With that being said, I think Elon is a pretty cool guy. I'd say about 72, 71 degrees Fahrenheit. That truck is loud as heck outside, man. I'm just deep in my thoughts. Shout out to Elon Musk for being man of the year. I mean, it's got to be interesting to be him. You know what I mean? It's like the truck was like, how can I possibly get louder? Let me just turn my sound system up to 20. Let's run that back one more time. Elon Musk, man of the year. Billionaire, tech innovator. I hope he gets to destroy these garbage trucks. I really hope he develops a satellite that can blow a garbage truck up from space. That would be nice. That would be something that I would put my money towards, especially right now. But, I mean, I think he's an interesting billionaire. I think he's definitely an interesting entrepreneur. He, like most billionaires, got a head start. Y'all know he got the money from pops, money from the family, money in South Africa. So it is what it is. I mean, he's just one of those people where he's like, he's a millionaire, he's a billionaire. Clearly does some good for some people, does some wrong for a lot of people. Billionaires move America forward. Like, I hate to be like, billionaires move the world forward. So while I do hate CEOs with a passion, while I hate corporations with a passion, and it is right to look at people with a sense of skepticism. You know what I mean? Especially with a last name like Musk. Like, bro, don't put your stank on me. Like, you trying to put your stank on the world, bro? Like, your name is Musk, fam. Like, I don't like that. Unless it's Lady Musk. Yeah. He's doing a whole bunch of stuff. Elon Musk does what? Electric cars, going to the moon. He had the whole Hyperloop underground stuff that he was supposed to be doing. It, you know, I mean, I ain't got no loop in my backyard, so, you know. What you doing, Elon? They next need to get in the cell phone game. Been firing off them satellites. I want to fire off a bowl of cereal right now. Fire off a bowl of Fruity Loops. That just sound bomb right now. Just thinking out loud. But I'm not going to keep y'all much longer. I know I've been going on a rant. But with these ultra billionaires, it's like they've got their hand involved in so many things. He gets, you know, he owns Tesla, if you didn't know. He also started the whole PayPal. He was one of the original originators in PayPal. So he's got his hand in a lot of stuff. Like I said, SpaceX and the Boring Company. So he and many other things that he either owns or is part on the board or a chair member or something like that. So definitely a powerful businessman. But let's not get it confused, people. Nobody with money is over or above scrutiny just because he's a social media star. Ding. I wish I had the sound effect ready. Because I think I'm one too. Just because he's super popular online and on social media doesn't mean he's above scrutiny. Doesn't mean he's perfect. Doesn't mean that he should not be criticized. And just because you're a fan and just because you're anti-corporation billionaire doesn't mean that you can't look at some of the things he's doing and been doing is good. But I think he's one of those people that has a good medium. He's often scrutinized on MSNBC all the time about the crazy things he does with his stock. There's a lot of people in the green community, in the community of people who want the earth to be a better place, that hate his guts, okay? And I love it. It's so beautiful to see two warring factions come together and hate something equally. It's beautiful. He's like, I just want to make an electric car. You and your tax breaks. I'm like, oh, this is nice. It warms my heart to see hate for somebody who's achieved so much. It just really makes me feel good about not having nothing. It just like, I at least no one knows my name, but at least I can get online and troll somebody without. It's like you see some of his posts, people just be like, yo, like they be out of pocket. Like he be like, hey, why don't we go eat cheese? And they be like, why don't you take your daughter and go eat? It's like, whoa, bro, y'all bringing up the family? Like, y'all crazy. Like, y'all can't just focus on the comments. Like, well, if you and your wife would have did, it's like, fam, like, y'all be wilding on the track. I'm like, he can't just have a comment. Like, he can't just have a thought. Bacon is delicious. Well, let me tell you what's wrong with your bacon. Like, whoa, fam. Like, I'm just telling y'all I like bacon. No, let me tell you what's your corporate greed. It's like, Jesus. No, I can post stuff. It might not get a reaction, but I don't have to worry about the hate of the entire universe coming down at me like Anonymous. I'm telling you, man. Shout out to all y'all living that Anonymous lifestyle. But at least I can have a comment. You know what I'm saying? I go to the bar and have a drink. I guarantee you bet money he go down to me. We're not even going to say they nub name anymore. We're going to say Buffalo Wings and Rings. I don't know what they be rebranding to. I saw that they changing their name because B-Dubs is trash. Let's talk about this for a second, man. We gonna say what needs to be said, okay? BW3s has gone a long time living and succeeding off the backbone of the buffalo wing. It ain't hard to mess up a buffalo wing. It's a wing, breaded or unbreaded, with some hot sauce, buttery mixture smothered on top, okay? If you don't know how to make buffalo sauce, then what I just said makes no sense to you. But usually that is the combo. Now, you can bread the wing, you can deep fry, you can grill it, okay? Oven baked, however you want to do the wing. But the basis for the buffalo wing is the wing and the buffalo sauce. That's all you need for a good wing. BW3s has somehow messed up the wing. I don't know what they do to it. I don't know what this gelatinous film is on the side by the meat, okay? Just cook the wing, throw it in the sauce. They messed, BW3s is so bad that there's another restaurant called Buffalo Wings and Rings, and they said, we can't do it no more, okay? Our name has got to change because they are trash. Like, sometimes it's like, hey, we get brand recognition, that's cool. But Buffalo Wings and Rings said, listen, BW3s is so trash, we need to change our name because we can't be affiliated with the garbage, okay? Just all you need is a fryer. That's all. For bar food, it's just fryer. That no matter what you need, a fryer, a big-ass fryer, and a big grill, that's all you need. You can make anything with those two things. You don't need, well, we got to make the thing with the thing, the smell. No, just get a big fryer and a skillet. So we got one skillet and we got another. We got two skillets, one with grease to fry and one for a skillet. But that's all we got. And you will have one of the best bar foods in the country. Okay? But somehow BW3s decides, oh, we go finesse them. We gonna give them this wang that's not even a wang. Some of the variations between chicken wings is letting me know something is going on at BW3. Okay? You get one wing that's the size of a wing, and then another wing that's the size of your pinky, and they just looking at you like, that'd be $10.99. Sir, can I get a wing if you're going to charge me for a wing, okay? This is a shackle, okay? This is a shin right here. This ain't no wing. Y'all didn't give me no chicken wing, all right? You gave me a nub, and I'm not paying you $10.99 for nubs. But I'm passionate, okay? Y'all not just going to feed me garbage and say, hey, man, look, it's $10.99 for 10 wings. Excuse me, sir. $10.99 for 10 wings. I don't know if that's what the price is, but that's what I'm going to say the price is. That's $1 per wing. That's too damn much. They used to have 25 cents. 25. Okay, let me get out of here because I can tell. Some people ain't ready to have this conversation about buffalo wings. But if you having buffalo wings, they should all be
relatively the same size. I feel like that's not a crazy thing to ask. Sure, you might have, you know, a Shaq size wing, and then you might have a, you know, Muggsy Bowles type wing, but at least they like wings. They be misshapen. Like, bro, is this a nugget leg? What did you, this can't be chicken. y'all just killing the birds and just throw it on the grill. We gonna take the feathers off, throw it on the god. Just like, they don't care no more. And I'm sick and tired of acting like we just supposed to take it. Okay. I'm gonna get off of here before, cause I ain't got nothing else to say. Okay. I'm letting you know right now, don't accept a wing if it don't look like a wing. That's all I'm saying. Fight the power. Fried hard and fight the power. Okay. That's all I got to say to y'all right now, man. I want some wings. I don't know how a puppy you fry up, but this might be her last episode, man. She's asleep now. Conveniently, she was looking at ghosts and all that other stuff. All right, man, let me get on off here. I appreciate y'all for stopping by. Be kind, be dope, but more importantly than anything else, be yourself. I'll catch you next time. Yeah. Peace.